you're familiar with the story of how money makes possible the exchange of many different goods and services among many different people. Wherever we go, we see money being used as a medium of exchange. Money allows a businessman to exchange part of his profit from his business for a daily living. Money is a convenient method of exchanging many different kinds of goods and services among many persons. Money is also a standard of value. The value of goods is stated in terms of money. He has enough money to buy all his needs for the year to come. Other purposes money serves. Money is a standard of value. But it is more convenient for him to keep the money now, storing up purchasing power so that he can buy goods and services later. Money in the bank is not actually wealth. It is a means of storing up purchasing power. We have covered part of the story of understanding the dark, but there is more. There is also the story of the value of the dark, which may decrease. Why does the value of the dollar decrease and increase? We can think of the value of a dollar as five cans of soup. Another day, if a dollar will buy only four cans, its value has gone down. Thus, the price of soup determines the value of a dollar. The value of the dollar is inversely related to prices. As the price goes up, what the dollar will buy goes down.